Nietzsche was intensely interested throughout his life in the relationship of art, and especially music, to physiology. He spoke of its tonic effect, its power of arousing the nervous system in a general way, especially during states of physiological and psychological depression. He was himself often depressed, physiologically and psychologically, by severe migraines. He also spoke of the dynamic or propulsive powers of music, its ability to elicit, to drive, and to regulate movement. Rhythm, he felt, could propel and articulate the stream of movement and the stream of emotion and thought, which he saw as no less dynamic or motoric than the purely muscular. And rhythmic vitality and exuberance, he thought, expressed itself most naturally in the form of dance. He called his own philosophizing dancing in chains, and thought the strongly rhythmic music of Bizet as ideally suited to this. He would often take his notebook to Bizet concerts. He wrote, "Bizet makes me a better philosopher." I had read Nietzsche's notes on physiology and art as a student many years before, but his concise and brilliant formulations in The Will to Power came alive for me only when I came to Beth Abraham and saw the extraordinary powers of music with our post-encephalitic patients, its power to awaken them at every level, to alertness when they were lethargic, to normal movements when they were frozen, and, most uncannily, to vivid emotions and memories, fantasies, whole identities which were, for the most part, unavailable to them. Music did everything that L-DOPA, still in the future, was subsequently to do, and more, but only for the brief span while it lasted, and perhaps for a few minutes afterwards. Metaphorically, it was like auditory dopamine, a prosthesis for the damaged basal ganglia. It is music that the Parkinsonian needs, for only music, which is rigorous yet spacious, sinuous and alive, can evoke responses that are equally so. And he needs not only the metrical structure of rhythm and the free movement of melody, its contours and trajectories, its ups and downs, its tensions and relaxations, but the will and intentionality of music to allow him to regain the freedom of his own kinetic melody.